Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 31st. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1941, the Mount Rushmore National Memorial, located in the Black Hills of South Dakota, was completed after nearly 15 years of work. The colossal sculpture features the heads of Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln, symbolizing American history and the nation's founding, growth, development, and preservation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 58 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:18. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 81 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 63 and winds around 10 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11:15 with a low tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers Friday morning, then mostly sunny with a high near 76. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 43. Saturday and Sunday will be sunny to mostly sunny with highs in the 50s. Nights will remain mostly clear to cloudy with lows around 38 to 40. On Monday, watch for a slight chance of rain after noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 58 and lows around 46. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston City Council has taken a significant step toward a new property tax proposal aiming to alleviate the burden on homeowners. This latest version shifts taxes from residential to commercial property owners following the approval of a second home rule petition. If approved by state legislators, homeowners would see an average tax increase of 9%, a substantial drop from the estimated 28% hike without action. Councilor Henry Santana emphasized the proposal's goal of maintaining an equitable city. However, some councilors expressed concerns about the city's reliance on property taxes and the need for sustainable fiscal solutions moving forward. Now on to sports. Last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers clinched the World Series title with a thrilling 7-6 victory over the New York Yankees in Game 5. Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani delivered crucial hits, while Walker Buehler's dominant ninth inning sealed the win. Despite Aaron Judge's homer, the Yankees couldn't recover from early errors. The Dodgers take the series 4-1, celebrating at Yankee Stadium. On Thursday night football, the Houston Texans, at 6-2, visit the New York Jets, who are 2-6. Despite Houston's stellar defense, ranking second overall, they're underdogs by 2. With key injuries, running back Joe Mixon will be crucial. Meanwhile, New York's edge rusher Haizen Reddick aims to pressure C.J. Stroud, who's been sacked 22 times. Expect a gritty matchup as the Jets try to snap their 5-game skid. In local sports, last night, the Celtics fell to the Pacers 135-132 in an overtime thriller at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Jason Tatum led Boston with 37 points, but it wasn't enough against Pascal Siakam's clutch 29 points, including a decisive three-pointer in the closing seconds. The Seas now stand at 4-1, while Indiana improves to 2-3. Tomorrow night, the Celtics are set to clash with the Charlotte Hornets at the Spectrum Center. Tonight, the Bruins, holding a record of 4-6-1, are set to face the red-hot Carolina Hurricanes, who are 6-2-0 at Raleigh's Lenovo Center. The Bruins will aim to counter Carolina's impressive home form, backed by Martin Nakas's 11 points. With key players like Brad Marchand possibly returning, Boston hopes to regain momentum. In top news, Engine Resorts International has reported disappointing third-quarter results, missing market expectations for both profit and revenue. Weak sales in the Las Vegas casino sector were a significant factor, with quarterly revenue from these operations dropping 13% to $476 million. Winnings from table games fell 19%, totaling $328 million. Overall, the company generated total revenue of $4.18 billion, which was below analysts' average estimate of $4.21. Adjusted earnings per share were 54 cents, falling short of the 61 cents forecasted. In business news, Bending Spoons, an Italian company, is actively acquiring popular subscription apps, spending billions on tools like Evernote and WeTransfer. Co-founder Phil Libin, who remains an investor, describes his surprise at the buyout. Bending Spoons has purchased six companies, focusing on distressed subscription software. After acquiring Evernote, they dismissed over half the staff and raised personal plan fees by 63% to $130 annually. The company, valued at $2.6 billion, is known for paying competitive salaries. Despite mixed customer reactions, Bending Spoons claims record retention rates and ongoing improvements to its apps. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $72,300. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Goetzius Maximus is down to 56 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is making waves by introducing its advanced voice feature for ChatGPT to both Mac and Windows users starting today. Previously, this more natural method of interaction, featuring an improved voice and the ability to pause while speaking, was only available on mobile applications. The exciting news for Mac users is that ChatGPT and Siri can coexist on the platform. Additionally, Apple Intelligence is enhancing Siri's capabilities, allowing it to interface directly with ChatGPT, with this feature expected in an update to macOS Sequoia in December. This week also saw Apple revamp its entire Mac line, incorporating M2, M3, and M4 chips with 16 gigabytes of RAM. And in entertainment news, Martha Stewart has expressed her discontent with a new Netflix documentary, Martha, directed by R.J. Cutler. She told the New York Times she hates the final scenes depicting her as a lonely old lady in the garden, insisting they should have been removed. While she enjoyed the first half of the documentary, she criticized the second half for its focus on her legal troubles, From 2001 to 2005, calling the trial boring, Stewart lamented the absence of her grandchildren, travels, and encounters with lawyer Alan Dershowitz. She also wished for a rap music score instead of the classical soundtrack used. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the English playwright and poet, William Congreve. And he said, "I confess freely to you, I could never look long upon a monkey without very mortifying reflections." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.